principle 13, continuing to discuss ascents and descents, our feeling disconnected in our spiritual practice, which it's saying here is actually blessings, that when we're feeling spiritually disconnected, it's here to help us to connect in a deeper way. So, you know, that's easy to say and, talk about intellectually, that our feeling spiritually disconnected and our downs in spirituality are all actually gifts and blessings to help us connect, but it doesn't feel that way. When we're feeling spiritually disconnected, it doesn't feel like a gift and it doesn't feel good. We feel disconnected. We feel the opposite. We feel down. So although that is how we are actually feeling, by definition of the feeling spiritually disconnected and spiritually down, the learning is trying to help us in those moments to realize and become aware and remember that all of what we're experiencing now is here to help us, to try to relate to the situation in the way of attaining deeper spiritual connection. Instead of what we're experiencing just bringing us down, to use it to ascend to higher levels. Now, again, there's a million miles between understanding something in our mind and being able to feel it in our heart. It's like one of the symbolisms of the peyote. They're connecting like the mind and the heart, is to try to help us to remember, to bring what we're learning and to try to bring it into our hearts, to feel it. So goes on here to say, after talking about it being hard to appreciate the importance of our descents, but how precious those moments are, the moments that bring us to deeper connection. It's mentioned here that someone came to the seer of Lublin and said that he always experiences a spiritual descent when he's about to pray. The seer of Lublin said, "I experience 400 descents when I am about to pray." So the seer of Lublin is one of our great spiritual masters from about 250 years ago. You know, he said here he experiences 400 descents. If you remember in one of the times before, we discussed how every number represents something spiritually. So 400, we said, represents everything. So him saying he has 400 descents is really saying has descent to the lowest level. So the person that's coming for advice is saying, it's before I'm trying to connect, I'm feeling so disconnected. And the seer of Lublin is saying, that's amazing. It's through the disconnection that we'll be able to connect on deeper levels. The seer of Lublin was on a very high spiritual level. He was feeling super disconnection, which was allowing him to become more connected. So this whole interplay between feeling disconnected and becoming connected is the process through which everything's working. It goes on to say that the Rebbe of Kotz, he has one leg in the seventh heaven, in one way he's in the highest spiritual consciousness, and one leg in the lowest abyss, right? Feeling completely disconnected. Those are happening one after the other. You can't really have both of those in the same time, maybe on some, who knows what, but in a general way, we're either feeling connected or we're feeling disconnected. They come one after the other. Every disconnection is allowing us to feel a deeper connection. So the Rebbe of Kotz was also on a super high level, was constantly going back and forth between feeling so disconnected and then feeling so connected. So our ascents and our descents, they can happen slowly and they can happen more quickly. For example, a person could feel spiritually disconnected for a year and then they could, you know, have some connection. Could go in times like that. The person that could feel spiritually disconnected for a day and the next day become connected. Could feel spiritually disconnected for an hour and the next hour feel spiritually connected. Because our spiritual progression is through the disconnection and the connection, that interplay, so the faster that that's happening is the extent to which we're progressing. So when we're having a disconnection, it's putting us down for a year. And then we're taking our next step a year later, so that's a very slow way of progressing. The disconnects that happen for a month or a week or a day are different levels of progressing. as we start to be going more quickly in our spirituality, instead of walking, we start to be walking faster, we start to jog, we start to run spiritually. So the great spiritual masters are in moments, one moment feeling how disconnected they are, just feeling all the pain and suffering in the world and themselves and what's going on, the hiddenness, the lack of belief, feeling in one moment the depth of disconnection, and in a moment later, being able to feel all the super connection, experience all the goodness, see how everything's for the good, and have very high levels of belief and love and joyfulness and thankfulness. And then one moment later, being able to go even lower than they were the moment before, and the next moment being able to go even higher than they were before. These are masters that are running spiritually, are working with that disconnection and connect and from moment to moment. So that's what we're here to try to get to try to, every descent, to try to come to the ascent after that through our yearning for connection, which brings the ascent, appreciating the disconnection to, and that connection within the disconnection to bring us out. Connecting to the divine source is giving us the disconnection. And as quick as we can do that, we can come to another ascension, which can bring us, when we're ready for it, to the next descent in our spirituality. So you have the idea of appreciating all of our disconnections and the idea of trying to work with them. We can work with them in a quicker way. With every descent, try to come up from it as soon as we're able, instead of just letting it be, to actively be working to bring our descents into deeper levels of spiritual connection. Okay, so we'll end for now, and God willing, continue next time.